When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League final in Istanbul, you feel like this. Get the taste of champions, brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's. Only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit ctasteofchampions.com for details.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Guys, on the Salcedo Storm podcast, you guys didn't miss a beat. I was on a week vacation, actually a little over a week vacation, and you guys got new content Monday through Friday. Now, the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV and on Newsmax, they had either fill-in hosts or best-of programming, but you guys got new stuff. So, because we were able to schedule some interviews ahead of time, and that's just the way... That's the nature of podcasting, that we're able to have that kind of flexibility and be able to give you guys relatively, you know, consistent content. Now, I'm not going to make a promise that that's always going to be the case. I can imagine scheduling is going to be such in the future to where it may not be possible for me to schedule enough hours in the day, right, to have interviews with folks and make sure that everything is status quo to make sure that we have continuous content. But I'm sure going to try. Funny thing, I was actually put on notice by one of you. Well, it's either one of the listeners of the podcast, one of the listeners to the radio show, or one of the viewers of the television show on Newsmax. I'm not allowed to go on vacation anymore because when I do, the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket. We've got the banking crises, which are hitting full force because of government, because of woke ideology, because of dumbassery of all kinds. And then we get this business surrounding President Trump. Now, this is all pertaining, folks, to the Stormy Daniels so-called hush payment, which many of us just view these rich guys with deep pockets always have these types of settlements, these non-disclosure agreements that they enter into people all the time. And many of you are going to go, wait a minute, Stormy Daniels, that was 7 years ago. We've already been through this, done that. The feds took a pass. Yes, they didn't prosecute anything. The former Manhattan DA didn't do anything with this. But the current Manhattan DA is not only taking this case back up, but he's also turning a misdemeanor charge into a felony charge. And many people are asking, well, how the hell can he do that? Well, everything's possible when you're a Democrat who wants to use the legal system to take out your political opposition. And that's precisely what Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, is doing. Let me go to Fox News as they were detailing this announcement. And this is what had a lot of folks kind of ticked off and kind of scratching their heads. Listen to this.
Well, we are learning that the Manhattan DA's office has asked for a meeting with law enforcement ahead of a potential Trump indictment. This is coming to Fox News from a source in the courts. The meeting, which was requested yesterday and has not been set yet, is to discuss logistics for sometime next week, which would mean that they are anticipating an indictment next week. Same source who's familiar with the planning said they will go over security preparations in and around the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Secret Service will take the lead in what they will allow or will not allow. The source cautioned, mentioning, for instance, that the decision to handcuff the president, a former president or not, they will set the tone and will escort him into the courtroom.
Wow. So you guys get the sense the leftists want to perp walk Trump. The leftists and the Mitch McConnells and the John Cornyns of the world and the Mitt Romneys of the world want to perp walk the former Republican president. And they want him disqualified because there can never be again. and America First president. Never again. It's all about China now. It's all about turning over America to communist China without firing a shot.
There will be coordination between all of us, the source said, but we will defer to the Secret Service. The battle will be between Secret Service and DA Alvin Bragg.
They will- A battle. What? So you've got the leftists out there who want to make sure that the imagery of President Trump being perp walk just torpedoes any chance you'll ever have at being president. However, you've got the Secret Service saying, no, we are pledged to protect current and former presidents. You're not going to do this. We recognize that this is all a political hit job. There's no there. This is a misdemeanor that was passed on by the federal government, passed on by the former DA, and is only being undertaken now because Emperor Palpatine George Soros wants it so. And because Mitch McConnell and the Never Trump Republicans want it so. And we're not going to allow you to do that. This is just crazy. This is what happens when left-wingers run your government. You have your government basically at war with itself, which benefits who? China.
Will decide how and when he'll get into the building, and they are not going to leave him. The source believes that the former president will still have to be fingerprinted and processed like every other defendant. So this is a huge development if Alvin Bragg has decided to go ahead with a felony indictment of the former president. This was a charge that the federal officials refused to prosecute on or even really pursue. This was a misdemeanor in New York that Alvin Bragg has decided to elevate to a felony while at the same time downgrading other felonies to misdemeanors. So,
yeah. So I, on that last point, doesn't this show you the priorities of Democrats? They could give a damn about you and your family. We're going to protect the criminals. We're going to downgrade their charges so that they can victimize the American people. Instead, we're going to use our offices to go after our political opponents. It looks as if Trump will be arrested next week. And that's not even the worst of it, writes PJ Media. It has been a long time coming, and now the final act appears to be in view. Donald Trump is about to be arrested. And the corrupt and politicized authorities who have brought matters to this point are preparing for the worst. The NYPD, the Secret Service, and even the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, all busy making preparations for the big day. Which indicates several things about what will happen and what they expect will happen, or they want us to think they expect will happen. NBC News reported Friday that the local, state, and federal law enforcement and security agencies are preparing for the possibility that former President Trump is indicted as early as next week, according to five senior officials familiar with preparations. All this talk among security agencies centers around security preparations at Manhattan's criminal court, where Trump will face charges over alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. This suggests that Trump will not be arrested, but handcuffed and perp walked for maximum media effect. Folks, they want you out there, and they want you out there protesting, want you identifying who you are. My suggestion is, you don't fall for this. I don't suggest we take it lying down, but getting out there and protesting is just, have we learned nothing from January 6th? We still don't know the number of FBI agents who were contracted to go out there and stir things up on January 6th and incite that riot. Rasmussen poll shows 55% of all voters agree that D.C. Republicans like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn worked with D.C. Democrats to keep Trump from being reelected in 2020. And that's what this is all about. They fear him. They fear we the people, because these individuals know they've been up to some pretty shady shit. And let me just say that they know that it's all hands on deck right now to protect the corrupt, to protect those who have been selling us out, to protect those who don't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground. Because they know, once we know, and once we get a citizen president in there, or back in there, if we're ever allowed to do that again, remember the amount of damage President Trump did to deep state, permanent Washington, whatever you want to call them, the last time he was in there. How much of a pain in the rear end Donald Trump was to communist China, Mitch McConnell and Beijing Biden's best pals. Remember how much President Trump was committed to making sure that America did not disappear from the face of the earth. Remember that? Well, that those who were basically negotiating our surrender without a fight, that they cannot allow somebody like President Trump back in there. 55% of the American people, for those of you who are recent graduates of GovEd, that is a majority of the American people know that it is the never Trump Republicans and the Democrats against the rest of us and against those who would put this nation first over our communist and totalitarian enemies. And they know if they're found out for all the nefarious crap they've been doing to enrich themselves at our expense, they know that their time is up. So it's all coming down. We'll talk about this and many other things with Sean Chastain, the show behind the show, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Time for the show behind the show and our buddy, Sean Chastain, joining us once again. Now, I'm just coming off vacation. He is technically on vacation. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how about that? No more driving to Dallas. No more honk, break, flip off, say the F word. You know,
well,
1,200 times on my way there.
For a week, anyway. You're not going to be doing that for a week.
No, for a week. But five times four is 20 hours of my life that I will now be able to enjoy.
Now, I went to play in the snow for my vacation. What are you going to do?
I got the grandbabies coming to town, actually. So nice. Watching them as their moms are headed off to some symposium with the Air Force. And I don't know. I avoid things that have the word symposium in them. It just sounds pretentious and boring to me, but that's just me. I'm 12.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I want to avoid anything with symposium in the title as well.
Yeah,
I mean this whole gathering in Davos. The only thing that could have made it more repulsive to me is if they called it a symposium.
I don't know. Hopefully this is something good for the Air Force. So right on. We'll see.
Well, you know what, man? There was actually news in the Air Force recently. The general that's in charge, one of the head honchos, justifying all of the wokeness inside of the U.S. military,
yeah,
which, of course, is not making us any more prepared to fight our nation's enemies. So it kind of sucks. And they're justifying all this crap, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's really starting to disturb me more and more. I mean, I don't want to see people not advancing because they're women or people of color or whatever, but preparedness and unit cohesion are the two most important things in the military. I mean, the whole idea of the military is to protect us, is to, you know, break things and kill people that in defense of our national interests. So if they're spending more and more time on all this woke stuff and not doing that, then it's kind of scary.
Dude, the left has been trying to get their meat hooks into our military as a social experimentation petri dish for decades, and they finally achieved it, and it's hurting us. That's all I got to say. Yeah. It's hurting us. No, I couldn't care less whether you're gay or straight or trans or whatever. I don't care as long as you can shoot straight. And none of these discussions have any bearing whatsoever on the defense of this nation and fighting our enemies. None of it.
No. And I think most of it comes from people who've never served. The woman that they hired to do the DEI stuff, you know, making $180K a year.
Yeah.
Has no military background. She's, you know, just some DEI chick.
Yeah.
So.
We call it the chick. Yeah, well, that's...
I had to take more DEI training this week, as a matter of fact.
Did you really? Dude, you got to start calling it DEI, or call it DIE. DIE training, because that's exactly what it's doing. Yeah. Anybody that touches it, anything it touches is being killed, literally, slowly, from our nation to the military and to your job. It's just a death by a thousand cuts. Oh, you're a racist, or you're this, or you're that. It's like, it's completely.
No, I missed a couple questions, so I'm only 12% sexual harasser.
Oh, well, hey.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. That's a passing grade. I'm a passing grade sexual offender. Oh my gosh, dude, I am so sick of this wokeness. And I think I don't know about you, but I get the sense the pendulum is swinging back the other way, to where people are just going to say, "Screw you."
And I think we're seeing the start of it, and people appreciating it. Are the guys who got shut down in the biggest way, and that was the comedians.
Yeah.
From Dave Chappelle, he started it with his latest special, and then Kid Rock came out with a Netflix special a couple weeks ago, where he, you know, just let loose and talks about the slap at the Oscars and all that, and you're starting to see more and more comedians. Just saying, you know, cancel me. Go ahead. Dare you.
I'm wondering
if... I think that's where it starts, just because it's such a bright spotlight that are focused on those guys and gals. And, that's kind of where it starts. Or, yeah, whatever.
Or whatever. Well, anyway. I am wondering, and maybe you and I, we don't play lawyers ever, but I'm wondering... If somebody just at one point snaps and says, you know what, I'm so sick and tired of my company calling me a racist. I took their damn tests, and because I didn't answer the same way, they're calling me a racist. Or because I didn't answer in the way they suggested I do, they call me a racist. And you know what, I'm not a racist, and now I'm going to sue them.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we've seen Governor Abbott here in Texas already say there's going to be no DEI hiring.
DIE, yes.
Because that's racist.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have it. So if you're a state agency that's hiring, you're going to get the best person available regardless. Or irregardless, as you say.
Yes.
And
regardless. I don't say irregardless. I don't do that. Don't peg me with
it. So if you on your first date with your now wife.
Okay.
If she had said irregardless and supposedly during the course of the evening, would there have been a second date?
Yes, because no man is looking at that on the first date.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're better than me then. I don't know if I could do that.
So, I have family members who say supposedly, and no matter how many times I correct them, it's supposedly, I just gave up because that's how they were brought up.
No, it's really petty, but man, that kind of stuff drives me insane.
Well, I didn't really care about that kind of thing on the first date. Now, maybe it gets to me the second or third. But anyhow, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about that are they're going to be, it's political, yes, but there are real world, as you know me, I think there are real world ramifications for politics. So here's number one, the bank failures. And I'm going to point to Elon Musk, and this is a pretty funny meme. It's Dr. Evil. You remember from Austin Powers? It's Dr. Sure. Evil going, the banking system is failing. And then you see the Nazi woman that was with him shouting, right. Jail Trump. So this is how it's all tied into. So let's talk about the bank failures first. What's your take?
I don't know. I mean, I barely have a savings account, so I don't know much about banking and how it fails and all that. I just know that they're holding bonds that, because of inflation, are now worth a lot less than they were, and now they're way over leveraged and don't have enough to cover, if everybody wants to take their money out, they don't have enough to cover that. It's about all I know, and that's as far as I really care to know. What's interesting to me, though, is that at work, I've been noticing a ton more local bank commercials. Got a letter from my local bank, saying, hey, don't worry about it. They do stuff that's kind of risky with tech and crypto, and we don't do that. So don't run the bank.
Well, basically, there's two schools of thought on this, because it is true that Silicon Valley Bank was into all this woke crap, and a lot of this ESG woke crap is part of their portfolios. But I was watching Andrew Yang, who I don't, even though he's a left-leaning guy, I don't find Yang repulsive. He was on with Bill Maher, and they started talking about how these guys invested in T-bills as well. And it was because of the rising interest rates, which again is government policy. And the result of government policy is the reason why they failed, and why the majority of banks are going to be under a lot more pressure is because of bad policy. And you say?
Right. I guess. I mean, like I said, I'm so naive or ignorant, rather, about that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I hate it about myself, because...
Well, don't be hard on yourself, dude.
Well, no, that seems like basic adulting, to know how a banking system works.
Well, I don't think
where
it is.
Where I'm living paycheck to paycheck and just hoping I can fill my tank, So, and maybe if I was more well-versed on that kind of stuff, I wouldn't be in that position. So, I don't know. It just seems like basic adulting that I'm failing at.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's... Look, the banking system, it is so convoluted, and so there's so many things that go into it. The most heavily regulated, it's supposed to be anyway, the most heavily regulated system, one of our systems, in this country. But I just get the sense that there are no grown-ups in charge anymore. With, if these banks are allowed to make all of these risky investments, and people just said, oh, okay, well, maybe you got this notice in the mail that's all this legalese crap. Here's what we're going to be doing, and it's a bunch of this ESG woke stuff, and people just threw it out like they normally do. And, well, that's on you. But again, I mean, there's got to be, in my mind, some level of, okay, look, we've got to explain it to you in real English, and rather than legalese. And I think that's where a lot of people are missing the boat on this, because if my bank had been upfront with me, say I was banking at Silicon Valley Bank, and they go belly up because of all this stupid crap they're investing my money into, right? I would, the first question I'd be saying is, wait a minute, why didn't I know about this? Well, we sent you this prospectus and this warning and this blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but who reads that? 10 pages of legalese. There's got to be some sort of real world come to Jesus. Hey, this is what we're doing. This is the risky business we're getting into with your money. And I would have yanked my money out, yesterday if that was me.
Sure. From what I understand, the main reason that bank failed was just because of really poor management. Like, they didn't have the the proper control officers on staff for like 6 months or something like that. They just didn't have the people to oversee all that kind of stuff. So I think the main cause was just the poor management.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it's just interesting how the rest of the banking world has to respond to prevent some kind of a run on banks. That you know, that you're hearing all kinds of commercials now for banks and getting letters from your hometown bank, that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I don't know. I, like I said, don't know anything about it, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, I'm worried about it.
As far as the micro level for myself, you know, I don't think that I'm going to have to worry too much about my bank going belly up, my little local 5-branch bank. But as far as what it means for the rest of the country, if, you know, huge banks start failing, I don't know.
Well, see, this is the issue. It goes to it boils down to me is that how solid is our banking system? How solid is our money?
Right.
And yeah. To me, it's a microcosm of we've been spending way too much money. Our currency is devalued. We've got foreign nations that are trying to supplant us as the world's reserve currency. And you've got douchebags here at home who are helping them, who are saying, you know what? Yeah, the dollar's we're trashing the dollar. And you've got China over there saying, yeah, go with the winner, go with the communists. So we're more solid than those goofballs over in America. Yeah. And they're convincing people.
Yeah. And the other thing, it must be totally different that I don't know anything about because I've never been up there, is that whole West Coast Silicon Valley experience. It must be a whole lot different than Texas, because and I think being here in Texas is another reason I'm not, you know, withdrawing all my money and putting it under the mattress.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was enough for me to go, okay, just pause right there. This is a bit of a problem. And that,
yeah,
that dovetails right into this discussion about what's happening with Trump. For those of you who don't know, Stormy Daniels is back again. 7 years this was adjudicated. The feds declined to prosecute. The former DA of New York, of Manhattan, declined to prosecute. But you got this new George Soros flunky by the name of Alvin Bragg. He resurrects something that would, at best, be a misdemeanor, which was alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels by President Trump, and then elevates it to a felony. He just magically waves his wand,
right,
changes it into a felony. And I'm watching this and I'm going, they really are afraid of this guy. What about you?
So, well, I've been trying to keep up. I don't fully understand the charges.
I don't think anybody does.
About hush money. I mean, I can't pay somebody to keep quiet?
No, what they're saying is it's a campaign finance violation that Cohen, his attorney, already pled guilty to.
So if he pays his attorney to keep this quiet, it comes out in his favor to and lets him win the election.
That's what they're saying. They're saying it's tantamount, even though you and I both know that famous rich guys do this all the time.
If a presidential candidate's crack-smoking son has a computer with videos of him with hookers and all kinds of emails with Chinese money, if that got out before the election, that could be detrimental to that candidate. And if he paid somebody to keep that quiet, then that would be the same kind of thing.
It would be. But see, the difference between those two is that Joe Biden didn't have to pay the FBI. The FBI did it on their own. Never Trump folks inside of government did that all on their own. They used our money illegally. And I think that there should be culpability there. But again, the very idea, and you and I both know that these famous rich guys enter into NDAs all the time with individuals, you know, whether there was a relationship or not, nobody really knows. But
right,
for these rich guys, it's often just, hey, you know what? Just pay them off. get them to sign an NDAA and we'll just move on.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it happens all the time. But with Trump, it's an offense. With everybody else, it's okay. And see, Cohen, Sean, admitted to campaign finance violations, but a lot of attorneys are going, wait a minute, you didn't break any laws. What are you admitting to? And that's leading a lot of people to speculate that this, we don't want Trump running again, so you're going to plead guilty to this, even though there's no reason you should. And he only got, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison because of other violations too, tax violations and all this, and he only served 1 year. So everybody realizes that this has all been some sort of an orchestrated hit, and Cohen only spends a year in club fed, and the rest of it's on house arrest. I mean, this is.
Well, I don't know that's that shocking. I mean, the way the system is now, you're lucky if you serve a third of your sentence for anybody.
Well, unless you're a conservative, unless you're a protester on January 6th, then you're going to be in there indefinite detention with due process rights denied. But I think what really is there's a couple of aspects of this here. I'm just astonished by the unified fear of, you know, the Republicans who are sitting silent right now, like Mitch McConnell and others, who are just like, oh, yeah, well, let the Democrats take out the SOB for us. And the fear the Democrats have of President Trump and the lack of fear that they have of any other Republican.
Right.
Doesn't that stick with you?
It's well, yeah, absolutely. And I knew it was going to be this way from a few words into his inauguration speech, when he basically turned around and told everybody sitting behind him, all of, you know, Congress, saying, you have let the American people down and I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
And that's when they said, this guy's not a member of the club and he's never going to be. So we gotta get rid of him. And, yeah, it's truly amazing what they've done to go after him.
Right.
But, he keeps coming out on top. And I just think back to 2 years ago, how so much was better. And in just, you know, two and a half years now, that much is just gone to crap, that it's just truly amazing. Now, when this happens, or if this happens, which all indications are that it will, and Trump thinks it might come down Tuesday, mm-hmm. It's going to be really, really interesting and possibly a scary day. I don't know what is going to happen. And I think they've said, you know, they're not going to perp walk him or anything like that, not going to handcuff
him. No, I've heard none of that. I've heard, I don't know. My
well,
guess
it's all there. Well, I mean, the Secret Service is protecting him, obviously.
Let's hope.
I don't think they're going to let him be handcuffed. That's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, we're not going to see the perp walking him in cuffs going through the sheriff's department underground, you know, but I don't know what's going to happen as far as supporters go.
Well,
I hope nothing happens, but
I've been telling everybody, did you learn nothing from January 6th? It's taken us 2 years to unravel the level of involvement the FBI had in setting up those individuals. It's taken us all this time to basically let everybody know.
Thanks to Speaker McCarthy for doing that. Releasing the unedited videos to Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of a sudden here's the shaman, whatever is QAnon shaman, being led by the Capitol Police. We didn't see any of that for the last 2 years.
Nope.
And, you know, so good on McCarthy for doing that. And Yeah, but you're right. I don't know how much we've learned. If anything, it could be ugly.
Well, that's the thing, that I think that there's enough wherewithal to Trump supporters to realize, oh, look at what they're going after Trump. And I honestly believe there are elements inside the Democrat Party colluding with government that will want to get a whole bunch of Trump supporters out there and to successfully demonize another batch of Trump supporters.
I don't know how hard they're going to have to try is my worry.
Yeah, I have a concern there too. But I think that maybe enough people are hip to what's really going on.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, if anybody listening to this podcast, you can't trust those in government right now. So don't get out there and expect your rights to freely protest to be respected, because they won't be.
Yeah. Don't let this be the straw that breaks the camel's back and makes you do stupid things.
Well, see, I think all they're looking for, man, is an excuse. I think that's
who?
All
these
leftists who have control over the alphabet soup agencies, over the I don't know if you saw this report came out while I was on vacation, where the rank and file, the whistleblowers, are drawing a clear distinction between them and the brass inside of the FBI as being politicized and being completely out of bounds. And there are more and more folks who are inside these agencies, inside of government, saying, no, they're against the American people. You've got to be leery. You've got to be aware. And we're parting ways with them. And they're going to Congress and they're telling their stories.
No, my worry, my advice about the straw breaking the camel's back was to the supporters. Don't let this finally get you so frustrated that you feel you've got to do something that ends up being something stupid.
Right. And that's my belief, that there's somebody waiting. I'm not sure who that person is, but I think he or she may run some of these agencies. They're just waiting for it. Just waiting for it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be too surprised. And that's very frightening.
It is frightening. It is chilling. It's frightening. Whatever your adjectives happen to be, to describe this, but it is, I cannot stress enough that we do not have a government of, by, and for the people anymore. And until we remedy that, I'm afraid that a lot of us just have to keep it on the down low and then work to basically get on top of this through our elected representatives, get new elected representatives, and then get on top of this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 All right, man.
Hey, yeah, you just gotta be involved, I guess.
Yep. Thanks for the visit.
Yeah, man. Guess what I'm going to do now?
Absolutely nothing.
Actually, no. I wish that was the case.
What are you gonna do?
I have to go mow my lawn.
Well, I won't keep you. Sean Chastain, everybody. The show behind the show. Talk to you next week.
Peace.
And that there does it for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Our podcast back from vacation. A spring break vacation. Folks, visit a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com, and then ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. When you go to those two websites, it completes your life. No, really, honestly, great stories and news coverage on Texas Scorecard and the Chris Salcedo shows and the Salcedo Storm podcast and our brand new radio affiliate, Today's News Talk, TNT Radio. It's all on there, folks. So check it out. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure that worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League Final in Istanbul, you feel like this. Get the taste of champions, brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's, only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit ctasteofchampions.com for details.
The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.